A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the book of the prophet Joel, chapter number 2, verses 28 and 29. The Bible says, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. May the spirit of the Lord be poured, be released mightily upon you for a life of fruitfulness, for a life of result, in the precious name of Jesus." The presence and the power of the Holy Spirit is essential in the life of the believer for a life of color, for a life, a destiny and ministry of fruitfulness. A fruitful life is one producing after the expectation of creation and heavens. There is an expectation in the hearts of the Almighty God. There is an expectation of creation concerning you. And so a fruitful life is that life that is producing results after the expectations of heaven, after the expectations of creation. My prayer again for you is that you will not disappoint God. You will not disappoint creation. The creation that is waiting for your manifestation will not be disappointed, in the precious name of Jesus. So note it, a fruitful life is one producing after the expectation of creation, after the expectation of heaven. You must also note that we cannot possibly be what we ought to be or do what we ought to do except the Holy Spirit dwells in us, the Spirit of God. So God said, "I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see vision. I am pouring out myself." Now, so why is God pouring out his spirit upon all flesh? And why has he given you the Holy Spirit? Don't forget what Peter the apostle told those who gathered at the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Peter said, "The promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." The promise of the Holy Spirit is for you, is for me, is for every believer in Christ Jesus, everyone that will be called, everyone that will be saved. And so God has given us the earnest of his Spirit. He has given us the Holy Spirit so that we can profit with him. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 7, the Bible says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." And so the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the manifestation of the Spirit is for the profit of everyone. God wants your life to be profitable. So he gives us the Holy Spirit for profit. Let's quickly look at four basic purposes of this Holy Spirit in our lives. In Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, Jesus was telling the disciples who gathered as he was about to be taken to heaven. Jesus said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth." And don't forget also, in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says, "How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." Micah chapter 3, verse 8 says, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the living God." So the number one purpose of the Spirit of God, of the granting, the giving of this promise, is to manifest the power of God in our lives and in our ministries. And so you are to manifest the power of God in life and in ministry. This is the number one purpose of the Holy Spirit. Power is needed to make things happen. Power is needed to move. Power is needed to walk. So Jesus said, don't venture out until you have received power. In Luke chapter 24, verse 49, you have to tarry. You have to wait, because it is dangerous. It is very risky to go out into this highly volatile and wicked world without the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we need this Holy Spirit to manifest the power of God in life and in ministry. God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. With the Holy Ghost comes power. Power to do ministry effectively. Power to live life successfully. And so we receive this power through the Holy Spirit of God that is at work in our lives. And so the purpose of the Holy Spirit is, number one, to manifest the power of God in life and in ministry. That is why we're given the Holy Spirit. Without the power of God, the enemies of the cross, the enemies of the gospel will not submit. Say unto God, says Psalm 66 verse 3, how terrible art thou in all thy works, and through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you. Enemies submit when they see power. And we need this power of God. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemies, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. So we need this power, the exousia, the divine, the delegated authority of Christ. We need this power, the dunamis, that is the ability of Christ. And so we receive this ability, we receive this power, this authority to manifest the power of God in life and in ministry, to succeed in life and in ministry. And so for a life of power, for a life of purpose, for a ministry of power, for a ministry of purpose, a family of power, a family of purpose, we are given the Holy Spirit of God. This is the number one purpose, primary purpose of this Holy Spirit. Not just for you to speak in tongues. The tongues is not what we need. We need the demonstration of the power of God in our lives. And this power comes with the Holy Spirit in our lives. The second purpose of this Holy Spirit is to demonstrate the wisdom of God. Demonstrating the wisdom of God. Do not forget, Jesus Christ is both the wisdom and the power of God. And so we're given the Holy Spirit in order not only to manifest the power of God, but to also manifest the wisdom of God. In Ephesians chapter number 3 and in verse number 10, the Bible says, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places. God wants to manifest and demonstrate his manifold wisdom to principalities and powers through the church. That is through you and through me. And so we receive the Spirit of God to be able to demonstrate the wisdom of God. Our God is a wise God. And the two dimensions of Christ is power and wisdom. Quite unfortunately, the church has excelled in demonstrating power, casting out devils and doing all sorts. We pray some powerful prayers, run powerful ministries, but we are lagging in the wisdom. We have relegated wisdom to the background. And so very many people engage the power of God. They do not engage the wisdom of God. And you must understand and never forget that power without wisdom will ruin the career of that power. And so we need the wisdom of God also. And the Holy Spirit helps us to demonstrate the wisdom of God. It is the second purpose of having the Holy Spirit, so we might demonstrate the wisdom of God. It is my prayer that your life will not be lacking in the power and in the wisdom of God, in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning and pray and say, Father, fill me afresh with the power and wisdom of God through the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. This is my prayer, O God, that you will fill me afresh with the power and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, your power and your wisdom through the Holy Spirit. Let my life not be barren of power. Let my life not be barren of wisdom. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your wisdom through the Holy Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, make my life productive and profitable by the power and through the help of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that you will make my life productive and profitable by the help of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray again. Let's pray the first prayer again. Father, help me to manifest your wisdom, to manifest your power in my life, in my family, in my destiny, in my ministry. Help me to manifest your power. Help me to demonstrate your wisdom in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that you will help me to demonstrate your power, to demonstrate your wisdom in every aspect of my life in the name of Jesus. In my business, in my spiritual life, in my marriage life, in my finances, and in ministry. Help me, O God, to demonstrate your power, to demonstrate your wisdom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to declare, Father, let the works of your power and the fruits of wisdom be evident in my life, in my words, in my action. The product of your power and of your wisdom, let them be evident in my life. Let the fruits of power, the fruits of your wisdom, the works of power be evident in my life, in the name of Jesus. Father, let my life be a testimony, be a witness to your power and to your wisdom, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that your life will attest to the power and to the wisdom of God. Your life will be fruitful and be productive to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. Your life will not be lacking in power. Your life will not be lacking in wisdom. The enemies of life and destiny, the enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, will submit to the power of God at work in you, will surrender to the wisdom of God at work in your life. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Join us for a glorious service this morning at the Light Cathedral, 7:30 a.m. School of the Spirit holds, and by 8:30 the worship service will commence. Don't miss it. The Lord bless you as you attend. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. Do not hesitate to forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious day. The Lord bless you.